As communities across the country struggle with how fast to reopen their economies, in Wisconsin, that debate is pretty much over. Most of the state has lifted restrictions, but some cities say it's still too soon. Chuck Kornbach from member station WUWM explains the difference with this tale of two bars.
Wisconsin is near the top of states for bars per capita. Some of them have had a brush with fame. This is Club 400 in Waukesha, 20 miles west of Milwaukee. The father of renowned guitarist Les Paul owned the place. Current owner James Lindenberg says business was good early this year, and he was getting ready for a strong St. Patrick's Day.
You know, you've got your keg of green beer, which is traditional Wisconsin. You've got, you know, a lot of different Irish whiskeys that you're buying, and you got your Shamrock shots that we purchased, Tippy Cow, made here in Wisconsin.
But on that very day, Governor Tony Evers closed all taverns.
I'll be honest, it was scary. So you shut down basically with no warning.
Lindenberg only kept a few workers around to help with cleaning projects. Others went on unemployment. Then, 2 weeks ago, Wisconsin's conservatively controlled Supreme Court said no to an extension of the Democratic governor's Safer at Home plan. And in most of Wisconsin, bars open to indoor service, with only local health department recommendations on how to operate safely. Almost immediately, Lindenberg started letting customers back in Club 400.
You know, some of the people here in Waukesha were definitely eager to get out and, you know, see each other and get a little bit back to normal.
Regular Doug Quinlan says he's glad to be back. He says he's not too worried about the virus because the tavern is doing a good job cleaning surfaces.
I'm kind of comfortable with who's here. It's a risk you take, but I always do that anyway. Just going out to the bar is a risk.
But fully opening bars and restaurants is not a risk some Wisconsin cities are willing to take just yet, including Milwaukee, where Tom Barrett is mayor.
We know that we still have a problem here. When you've got 4,300 people who have tested positive, I can't ignore that. I simply can't ignore that.
Milwaukee has also had more than 170 deaths related to COVID-19. So Barrett says he plans to keep his local restrictions on at least through this Friday. That means bars and restaurants in what used to be called the Beer City are limited to carry out only. Here at Miss Katie's Diner, the remaining cook prepares French fries for takeout orders. The Milwaukee Bar and Restaurant is a requisite stop for national politicians looking for votes. Manager Peter Pichuro says he's not happy that revenues have plunged at least 75% this year due to COVID-19. He says when he fully reopens, he's counting on customer loyalty.
The good people that have been coming here for 35 years, I think they'll be back. They're going to be a little cautious, and I don't blame them.
Pichuro and other Milwaukee business owners were also counting on a boost from the Democratic National Convention, now delayed until mid-August. But with party leaders either talking a much shorter convention or a virtual one, the financial hit to local bars and restaurants from COVID-19 could last at least through the summer. For Here and Now, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.